Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you for this day. For this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the way you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The title of my message this morning is Ready for the Change. How do we get ready for change? Change is in the air. We are all consistently affected by change. Sometimes change comes in like a flood or like a tornado. It bombards us, takes us off our feet, and it's difficult to deal with. Some change are welcome change. Other changes are difficult to embrace. This morning, let's look at some of the major changes that may occur in all our lives, from the youngest to the oldest, especially in families. Yes, I'm sure many of you are ready to go back out to school, or maybe not. Some schools are already open, and some schools will be open in the next few weeks. This could be a major change happening in families. It may be a major change for very young children who are now for the first time going out to school or to daycare. They will be experiencing a major change. No longer are they in care of mom and dad and have the attention of them 24/7. No, they will be among other little ones their same size. To them, this is a big change. And it is a change for the parents too, or the caregivers. It is a change to have the ability to let go. They have concerns. They are worried. They're dealing with change. For many children who are moving up grade levels and might be moving from junior high to high school, and they have concerns and they have doubts. Will they be accepted? Can I handle the new assignments? Would I make new friends? Their concern. Change is happening. And from high school to college, the change is one of maybe excitement because they think they have all this new freedom. I can make my own decisions. I can do what I want to do. Attitude. A change. Different, but a change. But there will be concern about, am I making the right choices? I am doing the right thing. Are my friends the right friends to have? Am I taking the right courses? Is this the right career for me? Is this the right way to go? Change. We are all in this battle of change. And the most important thing that we are concerned about in the change process is how do we get ready for change? We can look in the scriptures for guidance. In the book of Deuteronomy, you are looking at how Moses, the leader of God's people, the leader of God's people at this time, handled preparing the people for change. Oh yes, it's in the Old Testament. Moses prepared his people for a major transition. They were moving from the wilderness lifestyle into the promised land. And he gave them words of instruction, guidance, encouragement. We too, in our families, facing major changes, our position should be preparation and not avoidance. Avoidance of change is not the pathway we should take. We should take the path of preparation. As parents and all those that are placed in the responsibility, especially of the young children, we can follow the example of Moses and teach and guide into the process of change. Listen to the words that Moses said to the people and God's response to during this transition period, during this time of change. Deuteronomy 4, verses 9 to 10 states, Moses said, "Take heed of yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life." In other words, he said, don't forget. And then he continued and he said, "And teach them to your children and your grandchildren." And he saw how important that transition would be and that he had to teach. God then said to him, "Gather the people to me and I would let them hear my words. I would let them hear my words that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children." Teach. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 7 says, "Thou shalt teach them diligently to your children," talking about the laws, talking about the statutes, talking about the commandment. "Teach them diligently and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." All those situations are teaching moments. He again states in Deuteronomy 11 and 19, "You shall teach them to your children, speaking to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Teaching moments. As we live life in our household, in our communities, our responsibility in getting our children ready, getting our children prepared for change, is to teach them God's word. Our home life is full of teaching moments. Use them effectively. Don't let busyness rob you of these moments. Don't never let busyness rob you of the teaching moments. Take time to teach. The scripture says in Psalms 34, 11 to 14. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life? You're teaching them. And loves many days that he may see good." And here is the teaching moment. "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." You've got to teach them. Because if they don't have the strength of the teaching of the word, the world will have them as easy prey to pull them away. The strength of the word of God will keep them. So you've got to teach. And then the next requirement to get them prepared for change is to guide. Take a moment. Write the word guide. And let us give meaning to each letter. The letter G. God is our guide. So if God is our guide, one of the responsibilities we have is to establish relationship with God. And that's what we teach our children. God is our guide. So you teach them to establish relationship with God. And let them have a delight in relationship with God. Let them not look at it as a duty or hard or dull. Let it look, and we can teach them. We can show them by example that our relationship with God is a delight. Matthew 22 and 27, Jesus stated the greatest commandment. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Teach them. This is no ordinary relationship. This is relationship with God Almighty. And then let's look at the letter U. U, unfailing love. What is that unfailing love? It is the love that God has for us that was shown through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. So you want to lead them to salvation. Let them understand. Not only memorize John 3:16. It's good for them to have that memorized. But let them understand the true meaning of God. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Unfailing love that he has. And that they are the carriers of God's love into this dying world. Unfailing love. And let's look at the letter I, instructions. You can't guide without some instructions, right? Let the Bible be the instruction book. The book of Proverbs is rich in godly instructions. It's God's wisdom put in various ways. Proverbs 3 verses 1 to 6 says, "My son, do not forget my law," good instruction, "but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." And it went on to say, "Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men." And this is a beautiful, strong position in relationship to God to take in the next two verses. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Teaching them God's wisdom. from God's word, giving them godly instruction, teaching them to live holy and righteous in this world. And D is for direction. Directions, which is action plan. Proverbs 4 and 27 says, do not turn to the right nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. The word directs us. The scripture said it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our paths. You know how we turn on that GPS when we want to get to a place that we do not know. We want to get directions. We turn on the GPS. Turn on your spiritual GPS, and that's in your relationship with God. And if you happen to go the wrong way, just turn it back on. If you happen to turn it off, turn it back on and get back into relationship. He would guide you into the path he has for you. Teach them spiritual direction comes from relationship with God. And the last letter, E, encouragement. Giving encouragement is very important because we all need to be encouraged during a time of change. This is what I say when you guide them and encourage them. Listen, listen, listen. Give your children a listening ear and hold back on the judgmental words. Assure them of God's care and love for them. As Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's God's plan for them. Encourage them with God's word, with the plan he has for them. When we teach and guide others, we not only prepare them for change in their lives, but we too would be prepared to battle life changes, because change also occurs in us through that process. Today, I leave you with the words from the book of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah said to the people, when the battle changes and when they encountered a lot of resistance on their return to Jerusalem, he said these words. And I looked and I arose and I said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, we all have to get involved. These are the words he said. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Fight. It's a battle. Yes, it's a battle, but we got to remember, as Nehemiah said, that the Lord, that Lord, our Lord, is great and awesome. So we can be prepared for battle, prepared for change. Be ready for change. The battle we can win. Prepare, teach, and guide. Teach and guide. Amen.